This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
It's fair to say women, more than men, have unreal expectations put on them when it comes to keeping our weight down and looking attractive. And no one knows that better than 22-year-old Belgian model Lies. So, during a recent photo shoot, the man behind the camera mentioned in passing that Lies had gained a little bit of weight. Ooh. And he said, maybe you shouldn't eat for 2 weeks lose that weight.
That's a problem.
No.
Yeah. Now, if you saw her, you'd say, that girl is skinny.
Yeah, already.
Like, she has no weight to lose.
Right.
And instead of taking the comment and allowing it to do damage to her well-being, she laid in on the photographer and told him what she really thought.
You are very lucky that I am securing my body and that I love myself. But if there was another model who was standing here,
oh, wow. She did lay into it.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that she did, because we have so many younger girls in school that are starting to have eating disorders.
Right.
And it starts so young. And I think it's because you see these billboards, you see these shows, these movies where girls are just so skinny.
Yeah, and body image issues are something that, like you said, they develop really young. And sadly, it can develop from somebody saying something, like a parent, a friend, someone at church, something.
Yeah.
Like what's meant is something innocent can even be taken in, not that the photographer said something innocent, but just
right.
In our lives, I think, especially with our daughters, we have to be even more careful with our verbiage and the words we choose around them. I find this even with my 22-year-old.
Right, and not treating women like they're weak. It's not that.
I can't win.
It's not, no, like no, listen to me. Listen to
okay,
me.
Okay, I'll listen. Go.
Not treating women like they're weak and like they can't handle feedback. It's not that. But if men just never get those comments, that
sure.
You're never told, whoa, you need to stop eating 2 weeks because you need to lose some weight.
Right.
No, it's easy for y'all to just step up out of bed. You don't even have to shave or shower. Just
don't care.
Here we are.
Exactly. Because no one cares about us, so it's okay.
Well, okay.
It is funny, though, because I'm like, I'm totally on your side. I'm like here for you and saying the right
and
things.
And I appreciate that.
But it's just funny. It just goes to show the difference in men and women. You're like, but not that women are weak. I'm like, no one said that. Like, no one said that.
And I know you didn't say that, but someone could be thinking that.
Of
and
course.
I just want to cover you and make sure you're okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate you.
Do you?
I do. Every day. And you're beautiful just the
I'm
way
done.
You are. This is The Wally Show. And being a parent at any age can be a little scary. And if you go into this in your mid-50s, like actor John Stamos did, it can be downright terrifying. Because you're like, I should be done. I should be on like empty nest syndrome. And he's just having a kid a few years ago. And he was talking about this. He said, if men in their 50s, mid-50s, are afraid of taking this on, I hope I'm setting an example. It's a little harder because he runs faster than I do. But other than that, it's the greatest thing in my life. So right there, you're like, okay, that's cool. But he goes on to say, like, at first, though, he's like, I'm glad I have him in my life. My heart was instantly filled with love for this kid, but it took a while for a connection to form. And that's what he wants other parents to know. Like, it's okay to not have all those feels right in the beginning of, like, I'm just in love, and it's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, I know society tells you that that's how it's supposed to be.
Right.
That women are supposed to just automatically just love this child, or even, I guess, dads, too. So it's good to know that coming from him firsthand, it doesn't have to be there immediately, but you can grow into it.
Well, my wife and I both, at around 6 months after Haley was born, I remember we were driving. We were in California, and I remember we were driving, and we looked at each other, And we're like, are you enjoying this? And I'm like, no, are you? And like, it was just this weight off of our shoulders because neither one of us were having fun. Mm-hmm. And because it was so much work and she was such a difficult baby and we felt so guilty. We weren't sharing it with each other and we felt so guilty because we're like, you're supposed to just be elated and it's supposed to be the best thing in your life. Why do I not like this? You know? And once we did that, maybe it chilled us out a little bit because they say babies pick up on your stress and we had a lot of stressful things going on in our world at the time, but it was later on where it clicked. And it's funny because John Stamos got advice from Danny Taylor from Full House, Bob Saget. He got advice from him. Tanner, sorry. He got advice from him as a friend. Saget was like, yeah, he's like, man, just wait, ride it out, and one day your kid will laugh at you, and it will be the best thing. And for John, he said that's what it was. Like, we laugh all the time, and it clicked. And for me, it was the first time my daughter, like, leaned in as this infant and just hugged me. It's like, oh, okay, now we're good. Now we're good. and so it was, you know, that was our part of this story. So here's what I want to do. What I wish people knew about becoming a parent. What I wish people knew about becoming a parent. Because somebody might be new going into this and no one's ever told them, hey, the first 6 months is really, really hard. And you're going to feel like the worst parent in the world if you're not just Instagramming everything about how much you love this. Mm-hmm. I wish someone had told me that. No one told me that. I wish they did. So there's mine, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. You can fill in that blank however you want to. What I wish people knew about becoming a parent. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What would you add to this, Hannah?
There are so many things I would add to this, but the major one that I've been experiencing lately is new moms wanting time for themselves. You know, what I've been encouraging them to do is take that time for yourself. Do not feel guilty because kids don't need a perfect parent. They need a happy parent.
I think, Hannah, what you're saying is something a lot of moms battle. I have a lot of friends that are moms and they feel guilty being away from their kids. Like they need to be this perfect mom that always wants to be around their children, but they're just worn out. And so to give yourself that permission to just walk away for a minute, I mean, let the husband do what he's supposed to do, take care of his own kids.
Well, and vice versa, you know, couples also need time away from their parents.
Very true.
Or away from their children.
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the biggest things for moms is like they always say sleep when the baby sleeps. Because I remember my wife, Haley, would sleep, but then she would then use that time to get a million things done. And she was just running herself ragged like while I was at work. And I'm like, you got to take time for you. And if the house is messy, it's messy. It's okay. It's not the end of the world, you know. Mm-hmm. But she felt that pressure to be perfect in every aspect.
Yeah, 100%. Kids understand that. They understand that mommy and daddy need their own time. They understand that mommy needs to go, you know, get her nails done or do her hair or just go to the beach for 5 minutes without kids screaming in the background. You know, my kids are very understanding about that and they love that I have my own time and I come back happier and want to play and, you know, want to do whatever they want to do after that.
There you go. I love it. That's great advice for somebody who's just now starting to walk through this. Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah, of course.
How many kids do you have?
I have one, and she is now an adult.
Okay, so you've been through it here. So what is your advice? How would you fill in that blank?
Don't buy the expensive gadgets that are out there. You don't need a $200 swing. You don't need a $400 crib.
Yeah, you just need a rope and a tire and then a box to put them in. Like, it's great. They don't know any different.
Yes.
And it's so true, too, that the firstborn is probably the one that's the guinea pig. You're just trying to learn on them. But then once you get down to the second, the third, the fourth, you're like, it's fine. They just get hand-me-downs.
Absolutely.
The baby business is such a big business, and they try to tell you that you're not a great mom if you don't have this, and if you don't have this, and your child, you're going to damage their growth somehow and their intellectual capacity if you're not doing this. It's like, man, kids not having the latest technology and being forced to use their creativity with a stick in a box is, like, just as good.
And, you know, those swings that rock them back and forth, what happened to sitting them in the car seat on the dryer?
That's right. Exactly. See, you got this down, girl.
And now for some good news.
That's right. It's Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show with a little good news. Giddy up, couple rapid-fire good news stories coming at you. Designed to make you feel a little bit better about the world we live in. Betty Rock, we're going to start with you. Good news, giddy up, go.
I'm a kid of the 90s. I love the movie Babe with the pig and all the farm animals talking. And you think that isn't realistic? Well, it is. There's a farmer in the Netherlands who shared a video of a chicken that got attacked by a hawk. But his life was saved because of his farm animal friends who jumped in and defended him. So first a rooster ran in and started attacking the hawk.
Nice.
And then a goat broke it up and the hawk flew away.
I gotta tell you, it sounds like a kid's book. Like this farmer in the Netherlands should write a kid's book. And
so cute.
It's a beautiful story. Gavin, little good news giddy up. What do you got?
There was a story a while back where there was this girl who had a kid and she couldn't find a babysitter and she was going to college, so she skipped class. But then the professor actually told her, come to class, and then he actually held the kid so that she could sit there, continue to be a student, continue her education, and now she's about to graduate.
Look at that. He didn't have to do that.
No.
And he did it, and it helped her accomplish her goals. I love that. See, that is good news. All right, and I don't know if you've seen this. It's a bike race like the Tour de France is famous. Well, Britain has their own version of that, and so they're riding through the streets, and there's this kid in full riding outfit, just a little kid on a bike, riding next to them on the sidewalk. It's fast as his little legs could go. And so they're in a race, and one of the guys rides up next to him and then takes his water bottle and hands him his water bottle as like a souvenir in the middle of the race.
Aww.
Which is like, how cool is that? If you're that kid,
yeah,
then like anytime like celebrities or athletes take that minute to make a moment for someone, I think that's really, really cool. And that's going to do it for your good news giddy up.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh yeah, I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
If you don't speak geek,
me, nerd, stands for not even remotely dorky. So thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Don't worry. We can explain it to you. It's The Wally Show.
So Apple unveiled its next iPhone, and they're very excited about this. The big announcement came yesterday, and they announced that anyone with an Android phone whose name starts with G gets one for free.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Well, it's Gavin's lucky day.
There's this whole thing. I'm totally fine if it's free, but I don't want to pay a bunch of money when I have a phone that kind of works.
Unfortunately, Gavin's not even his real name, so it doesn't count.
Oh.
He'd have to take his driver's license. So
it's true.
Yeah.
Mm. Also, too, that he keeps blaming the money situation, but...
But I saw him buy groceries last week.
He's paying his car bill.
Yeah, exactly.
And he moved to a place that's more expensive.
No, it's less expensive.
We just more gas.
To pay to break our lease.
Yeah. But, he
has the money for that.
He has a fancy inside washer and dryer now.
Yeah.
Splurging on everything but his phone. Ugh, what a non-team player. Well, you mentioned the money. The new iPhone 13 is going to come out in four different designs with prices starting at about $700 to $1,100. So that takes a bite if you're paying for it outright. You know, most people now, they roll it in to their plan and split the cost of it over the months. But some of the carriers are going back to actually having that contract where you get the phone as part of your contract again. They got away from that for a while, and some are going back to that. So that might be something you want to check out. It saves you a little upfront money anyway. So the latest versions, they admit that It's an incremental upgrade that some of the most impressive features aren't going to be the most noticeable, but the big one is storage. They're going to offer a 1 terabyte phone.
That
right
is
now,
massive.
Yeah, it's huge. Right now, 512 is the biggest, so it's basically doubling the storage size. You could put 250,000 photos on there, 500 hours of high-def video, and I think most people are in this same boat where your phone is still really good, but you're out of space before you're out of the phone being ineffective anymore. So I think they've tapped into that, and that's what they're banking on. Also, too, if you're just totally into this kind of stuff, there's a new Apple Watch on the way. And they say they're redesigning it a little bit. Like, it'll be thinner and a little more rounded, which I'm happy about. I like a good I like a good round watch. I'm not a giant square watch fan.
You still won't get one anyway.
I won't, no. I'm too hard on my watches. I bang them on, like, doorways. I guess I kind of come into rooms really close to the edge of the door for some reason. And I always hit my elbow or my wrist on it.
Oh, what does that say?
Or my watch is giant, like, and I wear like giant watches because I have little man syndrome. So it could be that. We're not sure. It could be one of those two things. But anyway, so if you are looking for the Apple stuff, it's going to start coming out September 24th. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. So there's this mom, Karen, who is a mom of three in Wisconsin, and she wrote a Facebook post of all the amazing things she had accomplished in one day, from working full-time, registering her kids for after-school activities, getting a painting quote for the family home, coordinating a play date, preparing food for her family, and even getting a workout in. Then she shared what she called the magic secret for how she did it all. So I'm sure a lot of moms like, yes, tell me how.
Yeah.
Well, she said, my kids were on screens all day. I barely saw them. They fed themselves breakfast and lunch, foraging for food when they emerged from the basement. I'm pretty sure they ate ice cream for breakfast and Oreos for lunch. I don't even know that they were, I know that there were zero fruits consumed. Also, the house is trashed. We got back from a two-week vacation and still haven't finished unpacking. That's how I managed such an efficient day.
I appreciate her honesty, because on social media, you always get the positive, the highlight reel, and you think everybody's got it down except for me. And for her to be honest about a whole situation makes you feel like, okay, I'm not in this alone.
That's why we do Zoom Out, because again, she put forward, man, look at all the amazing things I did, but then she gave you the behind the scenes of what was really going on, and she's not a perfect mom, you know? And so the Zoom Out concept is, what is that photo you posted online and you wanted everyone to consume that was like, hey, this is my family, this is me, this is life, it's great, blah, blah, blah. But had you been able to zoom out a little bit, what was the context of what else was really going on in your life at that time? And so I love hearing these stories, man, because they're always interesting, and people being honest about this stuff, I think, helps other people as they formulate their own posts and maybe think twice about just putting the highlight reel out there. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be part of the show. We love having you on, and your stories are the lifeblood of this show. So love to get your Zoom out right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's yours?
So we were taking family pictures, and the picture looked picture perfect, but if you were to zoom out, there were two dogs in the picture that were freaking out, and I was yelling at the kids, and the kids are like crying and poking each other and just this whole chaotic mad scene. But if you were to look at the picture, it looks like this perfect family where nothing could go wrong.
I think that's how all family photos go. I haven't had a single family photo where there wasn't something going on, you know, and usually, like, I only had one kid, so it wasn't my kid picking, you know, at another kid. It was usually me messing with my kid and my wife yelling at both of us to stop playing around.
Yeah, same. And there were three kids in the mix. So my husband plus the three kids, the two dogs, it was absolute chaos. I was totally done.
We're doing Zoom Out, where we ask you to tell us about a photo you posted online and what was really going on behind the scenes. Had you been able to zoom out more, what would people have seen?
Okay, so it was my 40th birthday. It was me and my two kids trying to take a picture. It was about one of 25 pictures, different poses and stuff, a lot of yelling, and trying to get them to smile, and I couldn't even get them to smile, so I finally just gave up and posted the nicest picture they had.
This is as good as it gets. Here's my family.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Now, when you look back at that photo, is there anything good that you remember about that, or is it all like, boy, I wish I hadn't even taken that?
No, you know, I got a picture of my 40th birthday with my two kids, and I guess that's what matters. You know, I look at it now and I kind of just laugh. At the time, I wasn't laughing, though. I was so mad, I almost canceled my dinner.
Oh, wow. All right, Donna, you're up. If we were to zoom out on one of your social media posts of the photo there, what would we see that was actually going on?
Well, it's this really sweet mother-baby picture where we have on matching outfits, and you think, well, isn't that sweet? A nice studio picture. But I realized later, my daughter had her jumper on backwards. The buttons was in the front. And she's 22 years old now. And every time I look at that picture, all I can think about is her jumper's on backwards.
Well, here's the big question, though. Like, you said you were wearing matching outfits in the photo. Was your jumper on backwards?
No, thank God.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and if you have stuff going on in your life that you don't really always feel comfortable sharing with people in your life, we have this really cool thing called the Prayer Wall where you can post it, people can pray for you, and you can get notified. None of your information is shared, just you share what you want to share, but then you just get notifications after someone has prayed for you, and it's just a really cool thing how that can happen throughout the course of the day. We have our own prayer pastor on staff, Pastor Chad, who is going through the Prayer Wall every day, constantly praying for people and getting them the help that they need. And he's a bit of a Renaissance man. Not only does he pray and care about people, he just brought in carrot cake that he made. Pretty
wow.
happy about that.
I don't know if I trust it.
It's an answer to prayer for me. I posted it on the Prayer Wall. I need carrot cake now. And then God answered that prayer in the form of Pastor Chad. But you know, there's, in all seriousness, there's a lot of serious, heavy stuff going on there. You think about COVID going on right now. Carmen said, hey, please pray for my sons to resolve their differences about COVID. That's the crazy thing, man. It can fracture families and people have different opinions, and you need extra grace in this time to not let this thing be something that destroys your relationships. Or then, speaking of relationships, you have the normal life stuff going on. Melinda's like, I need prayer today. My boyfriend has decided he no longer wants me. My heart is breaking. I'm devastated. Pray for my soul. I'm in so much pain. And so she's just reaching out. And like, maybe you've been through that and that resonates with you. And you're, oh, I'm totally praying for Melinda today. And that's what's so cool about our prayer wall.
That's right. So when you go to wayfm.com, you'll see a little gray bar at the top and it says prayer wall. Just click on that and you can put up your request anonymously, or you can even give your name as well. It's just up to you. And like Wally said, you'll get those notifications on your phone or through your email. It's all at wayfm.com.
I love magic tricks, but I can never figure them out. And magicians, they are a really tight-lipped bunch who will never divulge their secrets. Hey, it's Wally, and right now, it's a magical time to refinance your home. Not unicorns and rainbows kind of magic, but super impressive, I did not see that coming magic. For example, I talked to my guy, Ryan, who's the founder of United Faith Mortgage, about refinancing my home, and get this, he showed me how I could pull equity out of my house and still have my mortgage go down. Ta-da! Interest rates are so low right now that for many people, this makes more sense than buying, especially if you live in a super competitive housing market. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who will take the mystery out of the process. Most places are good at making your money disappear, but abracadabra, United Faith Mortgage works their magic. Ta-da! United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
I think if you're going to be on stage as a major part of your career, like many of the artists we play here on Way FM, you have to be prepared for anything that you might say wrong or anything embarrassing. It's going to be in front of hundreds, maybe thousands of people.
Yeah, because stuff goes wrong. I mean, you're putting on a show and things just happen from time to time.
And that was the case for Mike Weaver, the lead singer of Big Daddy Weave, known for their song I Know.
I know that you are good.
Song. I love so many of Big Daddy Weave's songs, but they're like one of those bands that flies under the radar. They're not super flashy, and I think people are like, who's that? Who does that song? Oh, it's Big Daddy Weave.
Really solid music, really solid guys. And
he was on stage and something happened to him that somebody brought up later after he was after the show and after a pitch he had given. And I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, but I would be severely embarrassed if this happened to me on stage.
We had just shared about World Vision, and man, I really felt like the Lord had stirred some hearts, and this lady came and she goes, she looks like she's leaning in to tell me something. I'm figuring it's going to be important. She goes, sir, your zipper has been open for this long. And I was like, oh no, my
that's
gosh.
Horrible.
And instant humility, like right there. It's so terrible.
You know, it's like, he's like, I got the crowd in the palm of my hand. They're watching every bit of this. They're focused on me. They've got this. I'm going to get so many kids sponsored tonight. This is, oh, my zipper's down.
And there's no way you can redeem that.
Yeah.
You can't go back and change the past. The fly was down. You can't pull
it. You know what,
up.
Though? If it had to happen to anybody, I'm glad it happened to Mike Weaver. Because he has such a good sense of humor about stuff. And he's like, he's just such a funny, laid-back dude.
And I'm sure he learned his lesson in that situation. Always double-check.
One more thing for the roadies to check before they send him out on stage.
Yeah.
I hate that job. Like, okay, who's going to check my fly today? Jim, it's your turn. No, come on, man. I want a different job.
And all these little things.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And a few weeks ago, I embarked on a journey of gratitude to try to be focused more on the little things that I'm thankful for. And if you do that enough, I contend that it will start to make you generally happier, because it's hard to be angry and grateful at the same time, kind of thing. And so I have good days and bad days. But I think I turned a corner in this the other day of like next level thankfulness. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I woke up at like right before 4 o'clock in the morning, just sick to my stomach, just like, oh my goodness, it just hurt. Like, it felt like there was an alien coming out of my intestine.
Okay.
Like, it was just bad, like pain.
Okay.
Like, hurt. Like, yeah. I literally, 4 in the morning, I'm laying on the bathroom floor, like on the cold tile, just like, oh, this has to stop. Please, please. And so I just don't feel good. But in that moment, I actually gave thanks, and here's what I gave thanks for. I'm like, Lord, thank you that this happened like 5 minutes before my alarm was supposed to go off, because if it had been at like midnight, I still would have had a bunch of hours to go not feeling good. It would have wrecked my sleep, and so I got to sleep almost to my alarm, and I didn't feel good, but okay, it's like, let's go to work, you know?
Wow, you really have turned a corner.
Yeah, that was a pretty big shift for me. I was like, wow, I was grateful for not even feeling good.
And don't you feel good about having a good attitude while laying on the bathroom floor instead of just crying and having your wife sit there and treat you like a baby, like, oh, it's going to be
Oh, no, she didn't even stir. Didn't even wake up. Had no idea. I was in this one alone.
Oh.
So let's do yours right now. What are those little things that you're thankful for? Because, again, I think if you string enough of this together, and sometimes people say it's dumb. You're like, hey, Lord, thank you for this whatever it is, you know, this pen today that, you know, helped me do this or what have you. Like, I know it seems crazy to some people, but I'm telling you, when you start being grateful for a few little things, it starts to snowball in a good direction for you. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's why we do this segment. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your little thing that you found yourself thankful for? So what's the little thing you're thankful for?
So among the loads upon loads upon loads of laundry or so many dishes that you always have to clean, just the endless housework, is to be thankful that you have that laundry to do. Because without that laundry, you wouldn't have your family.
You know that there are those moms out there that they're maybe dealing with emptiness syndrome, and they kind of miss having those big loads of laundry that they used to complain about. So you realizing that before your kids move out, I'm sure is a big thing.
Yes.
Or even the moms that haven't been able to have a kid yet, they would love to be able to do a ton of laundry, you know, where that's a dream that hasn't been fulfilled in them yet. So that's a great reminder. Shayla, that's exactly what we're talking about. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Madonna, you're up. We're doing little things and those small things that you're thankful for. What's yours?
Parking places. I pray for parking places. I have a handicap sticker because I need a hip replacement. And so sometimes I really have to pray for a parking place. And when I find a great parking place, I just thank God and praise Him so much.
Do you find that even the handicap places are often taken up?
Oh, yeah.
Are they taken up by people who have handicap stickers as well?
No, not always.
Oh, that's the worst. Oh, that is the worst.
The other day I ran into someone who, there were two gentlemen and they at the post office, and they had taken the handicapped spot and they were standing outside their truck drinking.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then they came out the inn and almost sideswiped me. So I was grateful for the whole morning.
Yeah, I guess you were. So what's yours, Lynn?
So those little things that kind of interrupt your day that, you know, you're getting ready to go to work and the car won't start, or, you know, something happens that causes you to be late for work. I always just kind of think that's God's way of protecting me from something bigger that could be a, you know, a bigger issue from, you know, a wreck 5 miles down the road or whatever that could be.
That's a real healthy perspective. I will try to remember that when I miss that light at McEwen every morning. Like, it drives me insane. So, you know what? You're going to be in my head tomorrow morning, Lynn. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you, guys.
All right, Faith, what is that little thing that you're thankful for?
I am thankful that my shift lead yesterday at work let me work all my shift outside order taking.
So where do you work, Faith?
I work at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, so you wanted to be out in that crazy drive-thru. I haven't been to a single Chick-fil-A drive-thru that's not insane.
And I work in South Florida, but I am, we'll say, vertically challenged. I'm pretty short. So working inside is a lot tougher for me than working outside because a lot of things are where I can't reach them. I was super grateful when I said, can I please work outside? And they said, sure. How long? I said, all 4 hours if I can.
So tell me, Faith, what do you do in the situation when a giant jacked up truck drives into the drive-thru?
Well, what's great about that is they're usually willing to lean out their window for me.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
How tall are you?
I am only 4'11".
Oh, oh, wow. You're like Gavin's height.
Not true.
Hey, Faith, I appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Oh, there it is. You know she works at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of a TikTok challenge or trend, but from two what I would consider unlikely people, one Mr. Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
So they're both actors and comedians, and so you don't think singing falls into that category, but it does.
Like, Will Ferrell has done, like, comedic singing before, mm-hmm. and it's bad a lot of times, but I have to tell you, this is pretty cool. They did a singing challenge where you have one person singing multiple parts, and they just keep building on the harmonies. And so Ryan Reynolds kicks it off and is kind of doing a great job. And then Ferrell comes in with his signature high part. I like the high parts. That's the part I always choose. So that's why I like Will Ferrell. But here, check this out.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky. I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like.
See, I could do that. Like, I love Gavin. You and I should do one.
We could. You love your high notes.
I like the high notes. It's interesting too because like Will comes in this weird outfit. You're like, what in the world is he doing? But they're filming a new movie right now, which is kind of cool.
They're both wearing these like old school looking vests. The film is going to be called Spirited. It's another take on the Christmas Carol, and it's a musical. So yeah, can't wait.
That'll be cool. I think it's the same people that did Greatest Showman too that are doing
this. Oh yeah, it is.
So that'll be well done, and it'll be cool to see them doing that. If you want to see the video,
you can go to facebook.com/Wally Show. We've got it posted on our wall so you can comment and like.
If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give 2 chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Choosing a roommate can be a tricky thing. If you're not careful, you can end up living with someone who kind of gives you weird vibes. And the good thing is they leave you with great stories to tell.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a new roommate. How's that working out?
Great.
Okay, good.
Yeah. For example, late night talk show host Jimmy Fallon, he asked his viewers to tweet about their weird roommate experiences. And this is what he got.
My roommate bought a ceramic owl lamp that had three owls on it. At night, the owl's eyes would glow in the dark. She said it helped her sleep knowing someone was watching her. My college roommate was next level passive aggressive. When she would go home on the weekends, she would take the TV remote with her. My roommate brought a shopping cart up three flights of stairs in our apartment in case we needed one later. That's good thinking.
Oh, I can't wait till your roommate Nicole sends one in.
She's already got plenty. She could probably do.
Probably so. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock.
I'm in love. I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and you know, modern love is one of those things that I don't know much about because I've been married for 29 years, so I don't understand the kids.
Well, and count yourself lucky, too, because
yeah,
I feel like as a 36-year-old single female, it just gets more and more difficult.
I think it does. Like, and this is a classic case of that. There was this girlfriend who drew up a 17-page relationship contract.
Oh, my goodness.
And you think, okay, have you been in it for a year or whatever? No, 2 weeks after dating this person that she met online, 2 weeks has got this whole thing with the it's written out and the demands and the things that she wants. And on one level, I'm tempted to go super crazy, run for your life. But then on the other level, I'm like, well, at least if you know what she expects, then you can either stay in it or not stay in it.
Right. He was given a choice. Like, man, she wrote up this contract and said, if you're going to date me, this is what I'm expecting. She's setting the boundaries. She's setting expectations. So
there are a couple things in here that I agree with. She demands that he pays for date nights. That's how I was raised. That's old school. That's how you do it. Buys her flowers twice a month. A little pushy. They should be because you want to, not because you had to.
Flowers are kind of expensive.
Yeah, and it's like I'd rather get you candy or something that you're really going to like. The girlfriend also wanted her guy to be in shape, so he has to work out 5 times a week, non-negotiable.
Which is awkward because if she's going to put that that term on him, then she's got to do the same.
Can you imagine a guy writing that?
Oh, it would not go over well.
No, he would get crucified. No, but she could do it. So anyway, they go through these things. One of the other clauses is no silent treatment.
Okay.
So great. So I am curious, okay? Based on what you know now about your relationship, is there something you wish you had put into a relationship contract in the beginning? Could have staved off some problems down the road. Or maybe if you're like Betty Rock.
And you've got a contract that you need to write up, maybe. I've got one that I would add to mine. Do you want me to go ahead
please,
and say
yeah,
it?
Please, yeah, please.
Mine would be no Android user phone person allowed.
Wow.
I just can't.
I know.
I cannot do it. Everything's green. If I like something, it just sends another text.
Right.
I can't FaceTime. No.
I understand that.
The thing is once you're like married though, you just don't have to text as much. You don't
you don't marry that person.
Oh, so there's no communication? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, if you see them every day, you talk.
Yeah.
I'm never going to change your mind. I'm done. Sorry.
And I'm over it.
So we'll take yours now. What are your relationship contracts? Something, a clause that you wish you had put in there or would like to put into one, think you need one? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What would you put in there now, knowing what you know?
Okay, so I've been with my husband for 12 years now, and I definitely would put in there that you have to floss your teeth every day. Like, that's a non-negotiable, and I have to fight over that. I have to literally wrap floss around his toothbrush.
Ew. Or, like,
put the, like, the floss threaders, like, over it. I'm like, why is this so hard? And he's like, well, it hurts because I have tight teeth. I'm like, you have tight teeth because there's stuff in between them because you don't floss them. Mm.
Like, and I'm sure you probably think, like, did I marry you or have you, you know, at some time?
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten better at that over the years. I've had to just let that go.
Well, I got you down, Angel. That's a good one.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Have a good day.
All right, Abby, what would your clause for a relationship contract be?
The beard stays.
His, not yours, right?
Correct.
You're like, I'm not shaving this for any man. Okay, so so you married him and he had a beard, and then did he shave it off?
Once we got married, he grew it, and I loved it, and that just kind of became who he was, and the persona completely changed when he was clean-shaven.
Oh,
and
really?
I liked the beard better.
You like him better with the beard. He's a little burlier, a little manlier, a little more masculine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens with us bearded guys.
I will say that Wally decided he was going to clean shave his face.
Did you clear that with your wife?
She was not happy.
Well, I'll tell you, when it was happening, she texted me and she said she was crying as she was watching the video.
Because she watched as they shaved me, the chins emerge that the beard covers up so well. And I cried too, truth be told.
I feel her pain.
I'm in love, I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And drawing up a 17-page relationship contract 2 weeks after you started dating someone online seems like a bit of a red flag to me. I'm going to be honest, I think that would scare me. But for this couple, it seems to be working. They're both very analytical people. And so there are things in there like no silent treatment, things like that, which are healthy, I think. But then there's things in there like a romantic gesture every 2 weeks. You know, you've got to work out 5 times a week. That's what she told him.
But, so. I mean, you always say that women are hard to read.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, if there's expectations that are already written down,
right.
This guy is set up to succeed instead of fail.
Very, very true, actually, because then, you know, because you all have a contract in your head. You just haven't shared it with us. And so this way it's actually written down, you know. So, Gavin, what would you say, knowing what you know now about being married for how many years now? Two?
Coming up on three.
So if you were to draw up a relationship contract now, knowing what you know, what would you put in there?
I think my wife. One thing my wife would put in it
is where he's really smart. Yeah. Already 3 years in. Look at that.
I know.
He didn't put anything in for himself. He like put in something for his wife.
Wow. Good job. Better safe than sorry.
For sure.
She would put in, you must set aside time to be a wardrobe judge because she'll go through 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7
yeah.
outfits before she finds the exact one. And she often has me there to put in my 2 cents when, you know, in my head, the right answer is you look good in everything.
Right. And well, the good news is this doesn't change. She will continue this pattern the rest of your life. Multiple outfit changes. And then it will change on you, too. You go, you know what? I think I like the black pants. Oh, no. I want the blue.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
She just wants to look her best for you.
And
that's
I know
all.
That.
All
right. And I know that.
That's a good one. I would put in there, I don't need you to tell me how to do something that I knew how to do before I met you.
No.
You know, like, Betty Rock's eyes just got really big. Because
I would love to see that conversation. How well that would land.
My wife tells me how to do so many things, and I'm like, baby, you realize I was an adult when I met you. and I knew how to do certain things, like drive.
Oh, well, that I do get. But I will say you are like a 53-year-old child, and
sure.
You do need a lot of babysitting. So to
fair.
A degree, I get why she would tell you how to do things.
Yeah, admittedly, it's hard for her because sometimes, like for driving, for example, I'm distracted. distracted. And so what I've started trying to do is like, hey, I'm a little distracted today, so you telling me things isn't going to be a problem. But on days when I'm focused like a race car driver, I don't need the extraneous, knowledge.
Do you tell her that?
Yeah, I've told her that. It's funny. My brother-in-law and my sister were visiting us, and we were driving in their minivan out of our neighborhood, and my sister chimes in, David, you know it's 20 miles an hour. And I just, without missing a beat, I go, oh my gosh, my car has that same feature. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And there are so many subscription services that you can have them all and think, oh, it's only a few bucks a month, this is great. But when they add up, all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, I'm spending a lot of money. So you really need to pick and choose the ones you are passionate about. And I think Gavin might have found his.
Yes, one that is going to be worth the money for some people. So Taco Bell, not the name you would expect for subscription service. They're testing a taco subscription service. For $5 or $10 a month, you can get one free taco every single day. Okay. You do have to order through the app. And for now, this is the downside for now, it's only available at select locations in Arizona.
Okay, they're testing it out to see if they want to roll it out. For $5 a month, because a taco, they used to be, I think, free. Because Taco Bell used to be so cheap. It was so great. Yeah. Now their stuff has gotten more expensive. So it's probably just under $1 for a taco.
Right now, actually, they say it typically costs $1.39 to get one
taco.
Generic crunchy taco.
So $5 a month and
one
you get
week.
A free one every day?
Yeah, and the
day?
Equivalent of if you did not have the pass and you wanted a free taco every day, it's like $40 a
month. So you know what? You're actually money ahead with that if they would just do that with chalupas. I don't even know what it is, but I just like to say it, chalupa.
Or what about those cinnamon cream?
The Cinnabons.
Yes.
Yeah, they would have my money tonight.
Uh-huh.
They would
those
have me
things
like,
are,
so good.
They are wonderful.
Their goal through this is that, you know, you spend these $5 or $10 and then you get your tacos, but you're going to want the extra stuff. So people think that you're going to keep adding
on.
Because when you do go to Taco Bell, usually, like at least when I do, I get two or three extra things along with that crunchy taco.
And
so that's where they want to make the money.
Yeah, are going to order one taco.
Yeah.
Like one taco, please. Like, it's not enough.
You just want your free taco.
Minimum of two, maybe three.
Yeah.
On a good day.
But what if you saved it and you could then get another taco the next day and then you'd have two tacos?
That's very true. One would be great and one would be but you'd still be money ahead, I guess.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.